We played 2 minutes of additional time, just short of 2 minutes. Jimmy White has blown the full time whistle, and it has ended here in a share of the spoils, 113-113. So that means both sides get a point apiece. We knew coming into this game that it was going to be a very, very tight encounter. Both sides winning their opening two matches. It's a championship derby match. We knew what was at stake here this evening. And the first big score of the game in this draw came from McCool's. And that was the goal by Nathan Gavigan as the hosts went in front in 6 minutes. A goal and a point to Glenn Finn's single point. We then hit the 16th minute, and that's when the goal for Glenn Finn arrived, off the boot of Stephen Ward. And that brought the deficit back to just a single point. Both sides then added on scores, and as we entered the closing 9 minutes, it was level pegging at 1-5 apiece. But three unanswered scores from McCool's in the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 26th minute, two from Jamie Keegan and one from Oisin Gallen, put McCool's 3 points ahead, 1-8 to 1-5, as they had 4 minutes to go to the break. But again, Glenn Finn came back and answered those and had three unanswered scores of their own. Andrew Walsh, who got 2 points here today for Glenn Finn, the goalkeeper knocking over his first from a free in the 28th minute. And then Jared Ward, who had a quiet game up until the closing minutes of the half, had back-to-back scores as the sides went in at the break, level pegging, 1-8 apiece. And it was a case of level pegging the whole way through the second half, getting the points in that second half for McCool's were Chad McSorley, Oisin Gallen finished the day with 6 points, he got two in the latter half, and the O'Reillys of Stephen O'Reilly and Martin Gallagher getting on the score sheet as well. Oren McGlynn ended the game with 3 points, and two of those came in the first half, one on the right boot and one on the left boot. And then we had Walsh getting the second, and then Jared Ward got the last three scores from a Glenn Finn point of view to level up this match. That third in a row for him was the one which tied up the game right at the death from a free inside the D. Just before that, Oisin Gallen had an opportunity to put McCool's in front by two scores, but he kicked his effort wide, and then the opportunity was there for Glenn Finn to go back up the field as Ward got his fifth of the game, and it levelled up this tie. It finished here in McCool Park, 1-13 apiece. And Martin McHugh, I think as we said towards the end here, we've had an entertaining championship game, a lot of open scores, and some quality scores as well from both sides, but a fair result in the end, 1-13 apiece.
Aye, you'd have to say, Oisin, a fair result in the end, but suppose McCool's will be disappointed because they led all the way to, you know, I think Glenn Finn never led in the match, so you have to give a lot of quality to Glenn Finn and everything else. But suppose it was a great first half, very, very enjoyable match. If I said that if the second half was anywhere close to or half as good as it would be good, but the second half, you know, the standard did drop down a fair bit for the second half, right? But you know, Glenn Finn will be happy to get back and get that equaliser, considering they were down to 14 minutes. Actually, McCool's will be, you know, from their point of view, disappointed, but still, though, it's been a good start to the championship for them under the new manager and everything else, and you know, they'll be happy enough with the point tonight. So look at both of them, I look forward to the draw tomorrow night and everything else, but I enjoyed it. There were some great performances. You know, Oisin Gallen, you know, any time he got on the ball and did, you know, did quality things, he kicked a good free, he scored a great sideline ball, and he kicked a couple of great scores. Look at it, you know, the man we talked about, Jared Ward, you know, he wasn't as maybe busy as he was other days, but when you're a target, you know you're going to be marked, but he still kicked the scores that counted. I was impressed with Stephen Carr in the middle of the field particularly, and that wing back for Oren McGlynn, who scored 3 points from play there in that situation. John Harkin stuck by his task to mark Oisin Gallen as good as probably any player would do in that there. From McCool's point of view, Christopher Gallagher, the wing back, stayed on Jared Ward the whole time and did a really good job on him. Nathan Gavigan, Martin Gavigan's son, scored the brilliant goal when it mattered, and you know, Marty Riley worked very, very hard there as well, and so both teams will be happy enough, considering I thought Ronan McMenamin and Luke Gavigan defence as well tried very, very hard, and the man that came on, Conor Griffin, picked up a lot of balls, so both teams will be happy. Well, you're happy enough with the point, you know, the important thing is not to lose and everything else. You know, that's both teams undefeated and to date in the championship, and have fair play. If somebody said to me and you that at the start of the championship, Glenn Finn and McCool's at this stage with only one game to go, that they'd be undefeated, you'd say, surprisingly enough, but fair play to both teams. And you know, it'll take any team that wants to go to Glenn Finn in the next round, they know they'll be in a game, and any team that plays McCool's will know they're in a game as well.
Okay, thanks for your contribution tonight, Martin McHugh on COCOM for this round 3 feature game for Highland Radio Sport, and that wraps up the evening here in McCool Park. It's a beautiful evening. The sun has gone down, but it's still nice and warm. And there was a real championship feel to this game in the sunny conditions in McCool Park. We have to say thanks to all the guys here at McCool's for looking after us in the press area. And don't forget, they do, of course, have their car bingo tomorrow on Avenue Street over in Ballybuffet. We said we'd give it another plug for them. It starts at 3 o'clock. Some good cash prizes up for grabs there. And it's all in aid of Sean McCool's. Coming up on Sunday Sport tomorrow afternoon, we will, of course, have reporters at the three afternoon games. But from myself, Martin McHugh, we're going to wish you a very good evening and bid you farewell from McCool Park. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully the sun keeps shining.